Well, my thumbs were so bad that it would get in the morning when I was getting dressed for work, I couldn't even button my shirt sometimes. So I literally would have to get my wife to come button the shirt. It was that bad. And I was getting desperate to think about what I was going to do because obviously I didn't even want to have an assistant to help me get dressed in the morning. So that was terrible. The knees, I'm an avid outdoorsman, do a lot of hunting, a lot of fishing, and I've played sports all my life. And the knees, I had to completely give up soccer about 6 or 7 years ago. But what really got me scared was all my hiking and hunting that I do, thinking that I might have to give that up because the pain was so bad. And so I finally desperately went into Mark and said, you know, we've talked about this for years, but I think we need to do knee replacement. And that's when he told me that he was now doing stem cell replacement, and I'd heard about it. And I jumped on board. So I think I was his second patient that he's done both two large joints and two small joints at the same time.
So
and
you had known him?
Fantastic.
You had known him before?
I've known Mark. I've gone to him for 30 years.
Wow.
And so, again, it's been fantastic.
The recovery process. When did you start to notice results?
You know, I think he said they start to see it in 60 to 90 days. And I know by 90 days, Dave, I was pretty disappointed. And it was almost right after that. I can tell you at about 90 days, I kept saying, if I can just get a couple more days of like this, a couple more days. So it was very clear to me in that 90 to 150 day range, I could notice the improvement. It felt like almost daily. And I would say that was my big moving time. That was between 90 and 150 days that I got most of my relief.
So you're saying that there was a waiting period then, but then once you started feeling the effects, it just kept improving?
Yes.
Now, do you...
And I got to tell you, 30-year history with Mark Wagner, when he told me that he said about 80% of his patients are seeing an 80% improvement within a year, I didn't need to hear a whole lot more. Even though it wasn't covered by insurance, I just have a history with him. I've been going to him, as I said, for 30 years. For you play enough sports that I have, you're going to have a number of ailments, and he's taking good care of me. And so literally I went into him pretty much on blind faith.
Okay, so how has it changed your life, and what kind of sports are you doing now?
Well, I still love to play a lot of pickleball. I think I don't play soccer anymore, but more importantly is for golf, for hunting, for hiking, all those things that I would have crossed off the list, I'm back to doing.
Really? So even hunting? Because that can be pretty physically challenging. Plus, you can't afford to have noisy joints when you're creeping around the forest looking for game.
That's probably the most important thing to me, and I really thought I might have to give it up. We'll cover 10 to 15 miles in a good day, and it's usually rugged terrain. So there is a little jostling and jarring. And the one knee, my right knee, he told me, he said, hey, it's so far gone. He said, I don't think we can for sure guarantee you that this will be the cure-all. But he said, I might get you five more years, and then if you have to replace it then, technology is only better. Well, so far, I'm a year into it, and that right knee on a day-to-day basis is just about perfect. When I put a lot of strain on it by doing a 10, 15-mile hunting trip, by the end of the day, it's a little swollen, but nothing that a leave can't take care of. So it really has extended me to be able to do the things I really enjoy doing.
So how would you recommend this to others?
Absolutely. The reason that we're even talking right now is I had just sent two more referrals over to Mark yesterday, and I thought, I'm giving him all this business. The least I ought to do is find out, if there's something I could do better for him, because I'm all for it. I even sent a longtime friend of mine, another doctor, over to him, and she had it done about a month ago. So I'm going to be anxious to talk to her in a few more months and see what her results are.
So he's even treating...
I've given his name to probably 10 different people so far.
He's even treating other doctors, huh?
Absolutely.
So how good are you at pickleball?
Well, for a 60-year-old guy that's a little bit overweight, I'm really good. I've been playing. My family poured their first pickleball court, Dave, back in the early 70s when people didn't even know what pickleball was. So I have been around a pickleball court all my life, really, for the last 40 years. I poured it in every house I've ever had, and now I'm moving over to Tumble Creek in Suncadia, and they have a couple courts over there. So I plan to continue along playing with my son-in-laws.
Well, congratulations. Anything else you want to add there?
No, I'm happy.
All right. Very good.
Dave, I just got to tell you, this might be a highlight for me even talking to you. I really, really think you're that fantastic on the air, and I just think you need to, I know you know it, but you do an unbelievable job.
Well, that's very kind. Thank you, Bryce.
Okay.
All right.
You have a great day. If I can do any more, let me know.
Okay. Take care.
Bye-bye.